Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski as we talk about holiday and winter safety. All right, Chief, so we wanted to sit down with you today because as we get into winter, there's some different things people should be thinking about, and we'll touch on several different items. Let's start with the roadways. What are some things, since we've had a pretty mild winter, haven't seen much snow at all, that people should be keeping on the forefront of their minds when they're out in their cars?
There's so many dangers that are out there. If you're in a rural area, you're one deer away from having a bad day. And when you take an invasive action on an icy roadway, things usually don't work out like you want them to. You could find yourself down an embankment, roll off the road. You can be in an area, again, a rural area, where not many people will see you, and you may be stuck there for a considerable period of time, all because you're trying to avoid some wildlife.
We've got some other things we want to touch on, so we won't focus just on the roadway. Also, crime. One thing, maybe don't tell the world that you're leaving town. So whether that's face-to-face or on social media, a lot of people don't realize how many people can access that information, and then now know the exact time frame of when you're not going to be home to protect your stuff.
Certainly. You want to be vigilant at all times, but especially during the holiday season. There are so many people out traveling. We just got through the Thanksgiving weekend, one of the biggest travel days of the year. Christmas is no different. A lot of people travel to see family, and it's expected, and we know that happens. Citizens know that it happens, and criminals know that that happens as well. So, again, be vigilant. Don't broadcast your travel plans. It shouldn't be on Facebook. But I would recommend that you do tell a few people, either trusted neighbors or others who can keep an eye on your home. They should understand that there won't be anybody in your house. And if somebody is at your house, somebody's in your driveway, they would be able to notify the police immediately. And we could respond to that. Also, the police department here in Pella, we offer an extra, what we call the extra patrol list. If somebody is going to be out of town and they would like for us to do extra patrols on their home, or we can do that. We're not going to be able to serve the same purpose as a neighbor would, but we can drive by and make sure things are okay during our patrol watches. Also, it'd be prudent to make an investment in timer lights. Put a radio or television on the timer light so somebody, if they were to come to your home, they can hear noise coming from the house. They see lights going on and off. Also, make plans for your mail and for newspapers. You don't want newspapers stacking up on your front porch, and you don't want mail stacking up inside your mailbox. Those are just signs to people that the home is vacant and you're going to be a target.
Imagine that's just a dead giveaway that people forget that it just cues the criminal right away.
Oh, it does. That's one of the biggest. If you're home, you're going to pick up your mail.
All right, Chief Bukinski. So we've talked about roadway safety. We talked about making sure that you're vigilant in your home. Anything else you want to make sure our listeners keep in the top of their mind as we get here into the holiday season? As you mentioned, we just wrapped up Thanksgiving and only about 3 weeks till Christmas.
Yes, Justin, a few things. Again, be vigilant. As you shop, make sure you park in well-lit areas near people. Do not flash money while you're in the stores. Take measures to protect your identity. And be cognizant at all times of your surroundings. Years ago, during the holiday season, my wife and I went away for one day to visit family. We came back. Our home had been burglarized. And what helped in this matter was that we were cognizant of our surroundings. Now, it was after the fact. Our Christmas presents had been stolen from underneath the Christmas tree, but we knew who was in the neighborhoods, who was out of place, and it allowed the police to track things down and get a successful conclusion on the case. Be very aware of crosswalk safety, and I suppose this goes for the pedestrians as well. Stopping distances are going to be longer. One other thing I'd like to mention, Justin, concerns ice safety. I know I've mentioned the word be vigilant several times. This is a new experience for me, being around ice like this, and it's just frightening when I see somebody ice skating on ice but near open water. And we had one report that was the case this weekend. There's actually a parent and a child out skating on one of the local ponds and near open water, and that is just could be a deadly and a permanent mistake, and it's not worth the fun you're going to have skating. You know, children shouldn't be out on the ponds unless they've been properly checked by an adult. And again, we just had a tragedy here in Iowa a few days ago, and we'd rather that not happen here in our community.
All right, Chief. Well, we really appreciate your time, and we'll catch up with you soon. And we appreciate, again, everything you do for us here, especially in the holidays where sometimes our minds are elsewhere on bright lights and presents. So thank you for your time, and we'll chat with you again soon.
Thank you, Justin.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to my guest, Robert Bokinski, Pella Police Chief, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and information online at KNIAKRLS.com.